and this is Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. And folks, join me Monday through Friday on Truth Radio. Next week on Truth Radio on Tuesday's broadcast, we're going to have John DeCamp, Senator John DeCamp, on, and we're going to be talking about the Franklin cover-up. And we're also going to be talking on Monday's program with Dr. Ron Morrison, more about information on the World Trade Center. So those are pretty good programs, so I would say please tune in. Also, we're going to have back on the broadcast Alfred Weber. And Alfred Weber is going to be talking about the weaponization of outer space. He's going to be talking about what is going on with what they're doing with all these satellites and the possibility of warfare in outer space and treaties and how it will affect us globally here on this planet. So that should be a very decent show to listen to as well. On this second hour, we're going to still have like an open line. We want you to call in. Again, we have opinion polls. One is, should we be in Iraq? And the second one I'm going to bring in here, and this is a very important one, should we not conclude the investigation of 9/11, whereby we should be saying we have enough facts and we need to act? Or do you feel that there's not enough facts to prove that there was fraud on the part of this government and conspiracy? If you feel that you have a feeling that this government was not played a role in 9/11, please call us. If you feel very strongly that this government played a role in 9/11, call us. I'm trying to get your opinion and the numbers of people out there, how they feel and respond to those questions. One, in regards to getting our soldiers back from Iraq, should they be back here, or should we send more troops in? And then secondly, should we not now, based on the information we have, proceed with looking for a basis, open up an investigation of indictment against people in the government concerning 9/11? I would like to hear your opinions. 800-313-9443. Now, I'm going to take a little step back. And, John, we've kind of talked about, this earlier, in conversation, about this thing with, like, Daniel Pearl, the reporter, how he was executed and beheaded. How these reporters, they're going overseas and doing stories, and how they end up in these scenarios where they, come in contact with someone with maybe a 60-40 story, or maybe 100% non-spin story, and then end up in the hands of perpetrators. Like in Daniel Pearl's case, his wife was pregnant at the time, and he ended up beheaded. And then there's the woman Anna that was in the Soviet Union that was writing a number of articles of what she felt was going on with insurgents and various other things that were happening in Russia, and she ended up murdered. And the guy about a week, last week sometime, he was reporting on Valerie Plame, and he just mysteriously fell out of the building, off of the 12th-story window, and all of a sudden now that's a suicide. What is your opinion of this, John? We'll find out about that when we call back after this break. And if you want to call in, 800-313-9443.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozark. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Well, we're back, and it's RBN, Late Night with Deanne, and I'm here with John. John, what do you think about all these reporters and people, you know, have been murdered and killed over the last couple of years here, you know? Isn't it time that there should be something, some type of investigation of that as well?
Well, if you pull up stevequayle.com, you can see about 100 microbiology research people that have been dead in the last 2 years just accidentally. And, you know, the list of President Clinton's, if you want to be Bill Clinton's friend, you pull it up and you'll see a three-page death list. And if you challenge the powers to be that are in control, they are just an open mafia. They will kill you. And just as your family has felt it, my family has felt it, and, you know, we've had phone calls and so have other people, when it gets to a point, they'll silence you if you're making too much trouble for them.
And, yeah, and they have no measure of, you know, the thing is they will kill you any kind of way or harm you in any kind of way or disrupt your family or keep you in busy things that, you know, really to make sure that, you know, you don't have any money coming in, you don't have any life, you know, you can't trust your friends and relatives. Everybody I've talked to that's been in here in the Patriot community has become isolated, and that was one of the interesting things about Daniel Pearl, you know, there was a biography on him, And basically, he talked about, you know, how he and his wife became literally isolated out there, you know, because everybody they came in contact with became under suspect, because that's what they do. You know, they send people in, and they get you one way or another, you know, by people you know, people you might be romantically involved with, people that, you know, might be what you think are friends, but they might have something on them that, you know, put them in jail for a long time, and they use you, and they might be using you to get at somebody else that you know, and you don't realize it until it's too late. They you know, they falsify death. They make people look like they, you know, were in a triangle and somebody, you know, killed one person and killed the other, when it's actually, you know, one agency hit. And, you know, it's going on all over the place. You know, it's ridiculous.
It's just like John Peeler now. John Peeler was a hitman for the CIA and the FBI and dealt with Mr. Clinton quite a bit. And he tells that, you know, they're 10 steps away from being caught, what they're doing to you, but they're doing it to you. And they've got several methods, and they've been at it a long time. And they know how to twist things around so that other people will systematically help put you down. The banking industry, it's just like my credit card was at 96% interest. It doesn't matter if I was the biggest thief in the world, that's criminal. And it's two wrongs don't make a right or whatever, if I was the biggest criminal in the world, but I'm not. And so it's just a way to try to put you down, and it's a way to have it in your face to say, hey, you either straighten up or we'll get you. You know, it's like the tape replaying I played the other night there of the three threatening phone calls that I got. You know, it's in your face. Hey, we heard you on the radio, and we're on to you, you know. Well, yeah, we're on to you, too. That's why we're on here on the radio talking about it and trying to get people's interest up, because, you know, we're tired of it. And it's, if we want to continue, you know, being scared of them or whatever else, it's no life.
But the thing is, they will continue, and they have so much financial resources. And I talked to a number of people in Patriot community. They're getting ready to give up because, you know, they feel real bad that they don't even feel that they have people surrounding them, people, you know, kind of pushing to protect them. So, they, you know, it's kind of like you come out and, you know, you talk about these things, and people listen and say, oh, that's great, and then they go back to their cubbyholes. But, you know, to give that support behind these people that are out there, you know, risking limb and life, we need to really reevaluate how we do this, folks, because the only way that people become safe is that we stay out in numbers. And the more information that's put out there of what we're like, the things we're talking about tonight, it helps save another person. It saves another person. Then also, I want to do another opinion poll here, too. What do you think about Oprah building that school in Africa? Are you for her doing that, or do you think she should have built a school in the United States somewhere, you know, like New Orleans or something like that? What is your opinion of this? You know, I would love to hear from you again, 800-313-9443. But a lot of people weren't happy with this, you know, situation, her going to Africa. Have you heard anything, John, about that?
Well, a lot of the Africans are street smart to what's going on with, like, the UN projects and whatnot, and I'm sure that her project was a pet peeve or something attached to that. And it's like in Libya, they went over there and they were given food away, and they contaminated 400 children with HIV. Well, they took those five UN people, and they've been through trial, and they found them guilty, and they're going to murder them, and as killers of their children. And this isn't uncommon. It's a lot of, I've heard it a lot of different places, to where the Africans, when the UN brings food in for them, they know it's contaminated, so they literally run, and it's not a maybe. You know, it's kind of interesting. Today I was. It's not that I get down there on time all the time, but I got done work about 12:30 working on a guy's trucks, and I'm driving up through town, and here's the – we have a group of people that come out every Saturday from 12 to 1 or 2 and rally against the war and have their picket signs, and they're down here in the park at the courthouse. And so anyhow, I pull in, and I grab a sign and go with them. And, a year ago, most people were like, oh, what are you guys doing? And today we have a lot of people – honking their horns and waving at us and cheering us on because they agree with us. we had two people, one give us the bird, and they had an old lady, a rich lady, that kind of give us the thumbs down. I don't know if she's got a grandson in the military or whatever, but I'm sure that she just doesn't understand. And but at least there's like 25 of us out there that are picketing to bring our troops home, are picketing to correct things and look for cleaner energies and cheaper energies. And they exist. And until we take that wall that they put up in our mind that they don't, and we've got to, it doesn't change. And so someone's got to take the head and be the leader of changing these things. And there's a risk in taking the lead. You know, the first bullets coming at you are around you. And but at the same time, there's reward. I feel a lot of people, especially around people that are around me at work and whatnot, all of a sudden are realizing that CNN and Fox News are full of lies, and it's disgusting them.
Well, this is very interesting. You know, the press, you know, the mainstream media is, it's lying, but now it's somewhat, it's putting some truth out there. Have you noticed that they're kind of swinging around and reporting a little bit more than before?
I think they're trying to at least give some of the truth so that they don't look so bad, because, and I'm hoping that, well, I know that some of the people that have to report the news are sick about what they have to report, but it's like their job, and so they don't dare to do different, or they lose their job. And so it's making them feel a little better to report some of the truths. And then it's like the one person that saved me in court was my opposition's lawyer. He realized that everything was getting railroaded. He did his job, and he didn't really back down well, but I don't know if it was God's will that he forgot not to put that report in there, or if he did it on purpose. But I was able to get a hold of a report that opened my whole case wide open and proved everybody lying in court and perjurizing themselves, and that they'd falsified the laboratory work and the reports from Cornell. And, you know, it opened my door to live. It opened my door to fight still. And basically it came from the opposition. So hopefully these people have had enough of their bellies full of reporting stupidness and see the difference and see the light. And hopefully one of these days we don't have to challenge their abilities.
Yeah, well, the thing is that, you know, you got the situation with you, you know, and then there are, you know, talk show hosts out here that have been out there in the Patriot Movement that have gone forth and, you know, have tried to get information out. You know, again, they need so much support. A friend of mine, Eric Schein, you know, he's on Sunday. He's got a wonderful program, and he's doing television now. But, you know, the whole thing is that, you know, with him, you know, you get isolated. You get alone. They make sure you're isolated, that, you know, you're at a pit of disparity, because, you know, either they affected your health, like in my case, you know, giving me all kinds of failure to diagnose and giving me wrong medication for, I don't know, the last 3 years. It has, you know, succumbed most of my body. But the thing is, I'm fighting, you know, to stay alive. But, you know, there's others out there that, you know, don't even have the ability or will to, you know, take over and try to fight this. And the thing is that every one of these people that we're talking about, every last one of them, all of them are in this movement because they see what's going to happen. They look at this as just, you know, the crust of the matter. I talked to people in the last week, John, and many of them are feeling that there is another terrorist thing that's going to happen very soon. They can't put their finger on it. They don't know what it is, but they know there's something even worse coming up around the globe that's going to be worse than September 11th. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, there's many indicators, and the way that the road's been going and history repeating itself is very likely. And to hear, like, Elliot Spitzer say, New York State led the world, basically referring to 9/11, and will lead the world again. So is this in your face to where they're kind of giving indication, you know, he's a pretty good soldier for the UN? And
well, we're going to stop here, and we'll be back after this break on RBN's The Amber Early Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio on RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our minds, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular job. Few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Hi, we're back, and it's late night with Deanne on RBN, and we're talking with John, and talking about many subjects here, and open line 800-313-9443. John, what do you think you see is going to happen coming this new millennium, you know, our new year we're going into? We're in 2007. Do you see anything coming out better, or do you have a check in your spirit? What do you feel is going to possibly happen?
Well, there's lots of physical things that are going to happen to us that are on the negative side of what we're used to in our comfort zones. Just as what's going on right now, how does a farmer plant his crops? I mean, how do you plan things? There's people, you know, there's always a high side and a low side. The people that were open to plow some driveways up here this year aren't doing anything, and so they're starting to starve to death. And there's other people that are, you know, liking motorcycles or boats or whatever, are quite happy to see the warm weather come around. They figure they're going to have more business. But the truth of the matter is it's impacting our livelihood as far as in balance of society and the culture and our physical ability to grow crops and be an agronomic society. And even if you're in the boating industry, I mean, how do you plan? I mean, is this going to reverse itself to where the summer's winter now or vice versa, or we just go so hot you can't stand it and there will be no water and we'll have to ration everything? Those are some things that are being predicted, that will be no water. Well, this type of heat, it's possible. And again, as they're contaminating all the water with aluminum and whatnot, is there going to be good water around? And are they hitting it with an electrical charge, which is going to change its character so that it's no longer good for it. Not just polluted, but actually molecularly changed. I don't know. It's just like, I know there's lots of, you know, when we know that the continent of Mu disappeared and the continent of Atlantis disappeared, and if you look at North America and South America and Africa and Europe, they all package together as a single piece of land. They're a puzzle that fits.
And we might disappear, too, with all this global warming. I mean, you know, you got temperatures like you're talking about 60 and 50 in Illinois and polar ice. It was a 41 or 43-mile piece of ice that just chunked away over, I think it was Iceland, and just you know, floated and then melted.
Well,
so, you know, so how much more of that's going to happen, you know? So pretty soon, what land mass is going to be underwater?
Well, not only that, somehow our land masses have shuddered and changed. And, all right, now just think about this. You know, there's some predictions that this is going to happen. It's not a maybe. And as another continent moves and one goes underwater and one comes out of the water, how long do you think that's going to take? Is it... some of these masses have been over 5,000 miles of change of location. So you've got a 5,000-mile piece of continent. How long does it take for that continent to shake and vibrate and all of a sudden be underwater or come out of the water? I'm hearing it takes like 3 full days of a solid earthquake while this continent shucks itself. Now, can you imagine an earthquake of masses, one of the highest magnitudes going, lasting for not just seconds, but for 3 full days? You couldn't sleep. You couldn't. Geez, you're gonna. I don't know what you would do. But it would just, and then the aspects of the weather that would be surrounding it. I mean, the aspects of the electrical storms and the wind storms and just what would be going on are just phenomenal.
And that's the culprit, you know, too, that we're going to be looking at very soon. You know, I talked about this Future History Channel. Oops, I mean the History Channel. You know, and they were showing that on there. Devastated station from these man-induced catastrophes, one of which was like, you know, like we were talking about, earthquakes, what do you call it, volcanoes. Things here on this planet that have not erupted in eons, they're protecting now. It's going to erupt and it's going to cause, you know, most of the population to end up being dead.
Well, I don't know how much the population ends up dying in all these rebirth renewals of the Earth, but, you know, unless you're preparing yourself a little bit, your chances aren't very good. And even if you have prepared, it's like I understand there's 200 cities that are a little better than 5 miles square diameter underground. I'm going to tell you those people haven't been very virtuous, and I'm going to tell you that virtue plays a big part of can you survive or not. And because for some reason you slipped on the ice when the other guy didn't, and there's a reason why. And it's not always that, oh, he was more athletic or something or that kind of thing. It just happens to be at the right place at the wrong time, because I'm going to tell you, it's part of your karma, it's part of your growth pattern that the Lord's working you for some reason. And, you know, these people that think they're going to survive this thing and get down in their little big tunnel that our tax dollars have paid for, and they've been secretive to us about it, I question whether they're just walking into their own grave. You know, as the Lord says, you can be right amongst the evilest of evil, and you'll be fine as long as you live in my ways.
But don't you also see, too, that they're putting so many of these space stations up and all these damn, you know, space platforms? You know, maybe that's where they're going to, you know, go to eventually and hide out. But wherever catastrophe, I think there's something really big getting ready to happen.
Well, the Bible says...
And I don't know what it is, but it could be with this weather, or it could be something that's going to be coming in. Gamma rays, who knows what it is, you know? We want to hear from you. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Well, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN. Callers 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Hey, John, there's another little tidbit of something that I was wanting to ask you about, if you heard about. Now, somewhere within the last 3 days, they said that these lights that were seen over a major city, they said it was actually a broken-up satellite, Russian satellite, something like that. But these people saw all these different lights heading in a stream across the sky, so they reported it. So then they came back and said, you know, oh, it's nothing, blah, blah, blah. But then also now in New Jersey, somebody happened to find in his house a chunk of metal came through his roof, lodged itself in the wall, and they're trying to get out of the wall now. And whatever it is, it wasn't made by anything we know of being man-made this day. You know, as far as metal, alloy, none of that stuff, you know, they can figure this to equate to. It's strange alien metal. And it was in a regular news source. This isn't something being made up. So do you think that what they found could have been part of this other mystery of, you know, what do you think of this? What is your opinion?
Well, I think that little particulate that hit the house there, I mean, it probably created quite a bit of damage, but I'm going to say it probably did destroy the house as far as, you know, going through the roof and lodging itself in the wall. But it's very likely that it was a, you know, situation of their responsibility, not yours.
Yeah, but the thing is that metal is not known of any known metal here on this planet. Not anything we have here on this planet that they can compare this to.
Well, have they really had time yet to identify that? I mean, you know, there's different things that we do with metal, such as in the old days, aluminum was really soft, and yet today we can put a 600-horsepower truck motor against an aluminum transmission, and it takes it. And so it's not true aluminum. It's a mixture of whatever. And so anyhow, the metal that came down, very unlikely it's either going to be a militaristic plane that drops something, or it's going to be, you know, like you say, from a comet from outer space that could be a little bit strange. And they've got to have a little bit of time to analyze it. And maybe they already have a pattern of what these things are. But for us right now, you know, they're telling us all we don't know. But, again, as we know lots of things that they don't let us know, it does make you kind of wonder.
Well, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, maybe that is what they broke up. You know, they said it broke up. That satellite wasn't a satellite. Could have been something else. You know, we don't know what's going on. We, you know, we're so busy worrying about all these different things they got us watching down here, and then they're sitting there watching us watch. So, you know, we're so constantly enthralled in just the surviving every day, and, you know, we're not realizing that we might be under attack. We don't know what's going on. We have no clue of what's happening here, and like I said before, in my mind, they sit here and look at 50 and 60 degree temperatures in this time of winter. You know, again, I know it's very important, and I understand this too, to keep your heating, you know, prices down. But, you know, this is dangerous. You know, I can't describe it. It's dangerous what is going on with these temperatures.
Well, it's just not normal, that's for sure.
And then all of a sudden a satellite or something's getting ready to hit this atmosphere and then breaks up, and then maybe this chunk of whatever they found was maybe out of the plane, you know, that they claim, you know, that, you know, it could be, you know, it could be alien. You don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going on. We have no clue of what is going on under all these different levels of things they have hit us.
Well, hopefully we're going to analyze that, you know, piece of meteor stone or whatever it was and come up with some new stuff. You know, it's just the idea. Why should we test for bioweaponry when we could test for something like that metal and discover something new that we could all use? You know, instead of like saying, oh, that was bad, and just cover it up and forget it. It's quite a phenomenon that, you know, what can you look at there to learn from it? And as you learn from different things, we'll make things better for everybody instead of fighting each other.
But the thing is concerning me, if it's the non-metal of this planet, then that means there's something else up there that, you know, was so close that this thing came off of. You know, either it could have been maybe a meteor. It could be something else.
They say they've actually been mining off Mars for several years now. I mean, we've got a fleet of UFOs that, I guess you can come up with the insignia off the. Yeah, I'm losing my train of thought here. I'm sorry.
Well, some of these UFOs, you see, are government orchestrated, but there's stuff up there in outer space that, you know, could be, you know, from some other terrestrial body. We have no idea what is going on, other than what they, you know, force their hand feed us. But, you know, going back to the course of the main program here, again, you know, we're dealing with very enormously strange temperatures all over the Midwest and the East Coast and various other states. And, you know, the weather, I think, is being modified from another source. I think that there is going to be some type of terrorist cell that should be working up between now and the next 3 months. I feel very strongly. And I think they're going to use these events to try to hide, again, what they're doing, which is internally collapsing the United States. But then who is over them? Who are these people's leaders? That's what I would like to know.
Well, why do we listen to them? Why do we have government officials that say, you know, that's the right way, and yet when they talk about smart growth and we should be doing things, we don't have enough trees for, you know, having the paper we need for whatever. They've allowed them to die because they haven't used the free energy. They haven't used the pollution-free energy, and they've orchestrated this low oxygen and ill health and destruction of our trees so we don't have it to share. Why do we listen to them? Why do we follow their lead and let them lead us? We need to stop that. We need to just take advantage of what's out there already.
Because, you know what, we trust. We're trusting people. We're trusting, and we're all trusting to a fault. And sometimes we can't see what's right before our eyes or what is a problem until it's too late. You know, and we, you know, we trust too much.
Well, we've got to get that wall out of our mind and start realizing, well, that we've got to take action, because it's if we don't going to put our foot on the brake, the car's about to crash.
I know that.
Your analysis is pretty close to what is happening. You know, that's another thing about the kind of quantum physicist that talks about that we can actually have thoughts that create action. And, you know, as you think, well, I want to fix my car today, and you go out and fix your car today, they're beyond that. They're saying if we have a desire, from our desires, we will create this scenario. And so now as we have lots of people thinking about, oh, we're going to have a bad times here, we actually help create the scenario of bad times. I don't want to be a pessimist, but at the same time, as everybody's thinking, well, something's going to happen, we're almost creating it ourselves by thinking it.
This time around, I don't think it's that. See, these people operate on the same venue all the time, and when they're starting to, you know, either get found out or there's something big getting ready to happen, they have to cover up. They always do this thing with, you know, either some type of a terrorist cell or some type of, you know, explosion or something in order to get the people, you know, to move in the direction they want. And they've done this from eons. This is a whole setup and module for what they used back in the past. And this is what they use in a lot of intelligence, you know, agencies, you know, this misinformation thing, you know. And the only way it's going to stop again is if we, like Rita was saying, you know, we need to take measure on small scales. You know, if we see something wrong, report it. If something's going on that is under question, report it.
Well, you got to do more than report it. The agencies, it's just like I find out, the Office of OP, of Professional Discipline, isn't an office to check someone's licensing and say, oh, boy, you've been a bad boy. It's an office to receive people like me and to stop us in our tracks and say, oh, no, we don't find any problem. And, you know, as I was going through some of my paperwork tonight, I'm finding lots of those. I'm finding out the Department of Insurance is a fraud. I'm finding out the Consumer Affairs Bureau is a fraud. I'm finding out Eli Spitzer's office was a fraud. I have documentation from, you know, I've been 11 years fighting this thing. I've been to the Bar Association who says there's no problem. I've been to, and I've proven that they've changed minutes of court, but they find no problem with that. And, you know, as you catch somebody, you know, the corporation that I work for was saying that they would share their profits if we could cut budget, you know. Well, I caught the manager stealing about $60,000. Well, I told him about it, you know. I said, hey, I'd like to have – and at the same time, they were robbing us of our retirement and of our pension of health benefits and making us pay more and more and more. Well, you know, watch them steal something. It was, you know, you got to raise an issue about, hey, quit, you know, you're saying this over here and charging us this, but then over here you're stealing $60,000. And what it was a roof job. They didn't have to bid it as high as they bid it. You could make a phone call to the roofer and get it for what I'm talking about, the difference. And but they didn't do that. The big boy, he generated another $60,000. Now where that all went, I don't know. But the you've got to constantly try to make things better, try to point out and correct things. And if you see something wrong, you can't just say, oh, that's the way it is, because it doesn't make it better by looking the other way. It's a blister that starts to fester, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. You've got to address the issue. You've got to take it by the horns and control it and make it work for you.
Indeed, you know, and that's, you know, one of the things that we need to look at, you know. This is New Year's, and we need to make some resolutions, you know. You know, if we act, we try to do things, you know, we have to, you know, try to make everything we do better for not only us, but the conditions of people around us, that surround us.
And I was going to put some numbers together tonight for, you know, a tractor-trailer that carries 80,000 pounds. I can do it kind of quickly here. 80,000 pounds, and it gets 6 miles a gallon. So if we, how am I going to do this here? 80,000 pounds divided by 60,000, or six miles a gallon, we're getting 13,330 pounds per 1 gallon of fuel. Now, if we convert that number to a car's weight, didn't do it right. I've got to set this down on paper. If we set that number down to a car's weight of how much a car should get comparison, if it's getting so many miles per gallon on 80,000 pounds, what would we get on a 1,000-pound car with the same reference of 6 miles per gallon per 80,000? And I'm sure it would come up with about 50 miles per gallon with the same science that we have in the engineering of a tractor trailer. If we just took that same engineering and applied it to a car with no difference, we'd have a 50 mile per gallon car invented, and we wouldn't be getting the 10 or 20 miles per gallon. And that is a mandatory law. It's a system to where, geez, those engineers that know this and aren't designing for that must not be able to sleep in themselves, because it's like, geez, you know, someday somebody like me is going to come out there and tell that, hey, you've been lying to us, and we know it now. And so what have you been doing? Why have you been getting paid? And I don't think too much of you.
Well, they're doing it because they're making a lot of money. This is all about, you know, the industrialization of the United States. So you create these, you know, false flag jobs or whatever you want to call them, just to make sure the public gives them their weight in gold. And this is what's going on. They're being paid. We're being orchestrated.
Well,
and it's not going to get better until we actually start waking up and taking conscious effort. You know, like Rita was saying, you know, you see somebody in the grass and you find out the rape, you know, what do? Just walk off, and you know, take the initiative to get on your cell phone or go somewhere and call the police. And that may wave away. You save not only those people, but other people that might, you know, come in. So, you know, all of us, are, you know, we need to really, really work hard and trying to collectively work and help each other out. Each other out. Not, you know, not looking outside other nations, going across the, you know, the Golden Cross and other places. We need to help each other out here in the United States, and that's it.
You know, there's
coming out of this monster.
There's another thought of energy is I try to promote people inventing a magnetic motor with their kids and whatnot. Think about this. We have some things that are already invented. We already know what the numbers are. One of those things is that we know what water will pick. If you have a balloon underwater, a 4-cubic-foot balloon underwater will lift 220 pounds at one atmosphere. Now, as that goes up, it goes up faster, so it has to have a release on it as the air expands. You don't want it coming up too fast. But at the same time, we also know what it takes to compress air and air under pressure. So I have a thought on an energy mechanism. As we know that, again, we know that the biggest carrier of the biggest loads in the world are our ships. They would probably carry 50 train car loads. A train car holds 2 or 3 tractor trailer loads of material. So water has the most buoyancy of holding and moving something. And so here's a situation to where maybe I don't have a drop to where I can catch water and run a water wheel for power, but maybe I can set up a water wheel that's an air wheel, put it in reverse. Now, if you had a big, like, what are you, a Ferris wheel.
Uh-huh.
And you had a box on it for where the seats are that would catch air. And so as it goes down, down on the bottom, you have an air compressor going into a box, and as it comes to the box comes to the seat that's coming up past the very bottom, it trips the box and dumps a whole slug of air into that other box that is upside down now. So now you've got like 5 or 10 chairs of boxes that are carrying, say, I don't know, 4 or 10 cubic feet of air to the surface. And as it comes, it's number one, it starts the circular pattern, so it starts the water, so it has less friction. And all of a sudden, we may be able to design something that really doesn't take much, and we'd have free energy.
Yep. So I hear the music.
But you got to apply yourself. And again, prayer is very important, and God bless everybody. So have the faith.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back. We'll be back. And thanks for tuning in.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane.
The world as we know it, it's the end of the world.
Hi, we're back, and we are on RBN Live. Folks, listen, you know, we love you out there, and we want to, you know, to participate still with this poll. I didn't get, you know, any calls except for Rita, but please go to my website or my email. Just email me. I just need your opinion of the war in Iraq, and whether or not you feel that there is enough information to launch an investigation for 9/11. It's very simple, because this information that you give me, I'm forwarding in to use that as a module for some other folks that are out there trying to fight this on the streets. You know, we got Cindy Sheehan out there. She's saying that she, you know, she wants to stop. There are people all over. There are military personnel that are, you know, saying no more. We're not going over there. So, you know, we need to really get on the same page with them and start talking and letting people know where we are, the public. Are you for the war or are you against it? Because that helps. If we get one word from you, then that's more strength in numbers that people have in order to fight this issue. So please send in an email to me at danne.burley@gmail.com and let me know what you think about this Iraqi war. Should we be in there? Should we send more troops? Now, on the other level, too, I need also, if you would not mind, to send me an email to let me know if you feel there's enough investigative evidence to ask one of these so-called prosecutors to launch a real investigation on 9/11. I don't think we need to go into any more modules and information or reports. I think we got enough evidence right now to open up the keg of worms to look into investigating 9/11 for real, not just on, you know, principle or scientific equations or whatever we need to tear together for peace for 20 years. I think we need to come back and focus back and, you know, say, hey, this is enough evidence. Open this up. We want to know why this guy did this, this guy did that. We got, you know who the guys are. So we need that information. So please, danne.burley@gmail.com. Just let me know what you think of these two things. Anyway, I thank you for tuning in. John,
have a good
evening.
Thank
you. And good evening. We'll be back next week. We'll have a guest on. And thank you for tuning in. Love you. Good night.
God bless everybody.
Friends of freedom and liberty, our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.